ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 14, and Text 51. Was it? Oh, I said 41, sorry. Okay. Chapter is entitled Disappearance of Lord Sri Krishna. Kachitvam brahmanam balam gamvridam roginam striyam sharanopashitam satvam natyakshi sharanapradam. Kachitvam brahmanam balam gamvridam roginam striyam sharanopashritam satvam natyakshi sharanapradam. Kachitvam brahmanam balam gamvridam roginam striyam sharanopashritam satvam natyakshi sharanapradam. Hare Krishna. Kachit, weather, Tvam yourself Brahmanam the Brahmanas Balam the child Gam the cow Vridam old Roginam diseased Striyam the woman Sharana upashritam having approach for protection Satvam any living being Na weather Atyakshi not given shelter Sharana prada deserving protection. Translation by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. You are always the protector of deserving living beings such as brahmanas, children, cows, women, and the diseased. Could you not give them protection when they approach you for shelter? Can you repeat? You are always the protector of the deserving living beings such as brahmanas, children, cows, women, and diseased. Could you not give them protection when they approach you for shelter? Purport. The brahmanas who are always engaged in researching knowledge for the society, welfare work, both materially and spiritually, deserve the protection of the king in all respects. Similarly, the children of the state, the cow, the diseased person, the woman, and the old man specifically require the protection of the state or a kshatriya king. If such living beings do not get protection by the kshatriya or the royal order or by the state, it is certainly shameful for the kshatriya or the state. If such things had actually happened to Arjuna, Maharaj Yudhishthir was anxious to know about this. Discrepancies. Om Agnati Mirandasa Gnajana Shlakaya Shukshumita Minat Asmai Shigurave Namaha Shichitanya Manabhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Shri Asari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So thank you. First I want to say how I am very thankful to all the devotees, to all of you, Srila Prabhupada disciple, authority, Savas Prabhu, Archita Prabhu, to give me opportunity, to give me chance to sustain myself in devotional service and to try to give some discourse of this beautiful Srimad Bhagavatam in today's verse. So please give me your mercy, then I can continue, try to be devoted. So, here in this verse we have continued speech by King Yudhishthir and appropriate questions and inquiry to Arjuna. Later on we can see why he's asking that, because it's explained disappearance of Lord Krishna. He disappeared later on. And because of that, all these disturbances in society is going on in that time. So he was asking those questions. So King Yudhishthir, he mentioned in a translation of the verse, quality of duty of brahmanas, and his duty is to protect brahmanas, children, cows, women, and diseased, all persons. And also in a proportion of Prabhupada repeat the same thing, how brahmanas should, their duty are to research both material and spiritual aspects of knowledge and share this and give them to citizens and specifically to kshatriyas to empower them to rule the society in a proper way. And this way everybody can be happy and prosperous, and they can be able actually to attain a human form of life. This is to go home back to Godhead, to be self-realized. So he was asking Arjuna, King Yudhishthir, did you give them this protection, what they are needed? And so welcome to the Kali Yuga. I can start a class like that. Today we see completely opposite situation in the world. Then is no anybody now have clue what does it mean actually Brahmanical culture, what does it mean to be Brahmana, Kshatriya, what does it mean to give shelter to cows, to women, to diseased. And we know from Mahabharata and from pages of Srimad Bhagavatam, then after the battle of Kurukshetra, all Kshatriya, who are actually bad elements in society, they were actually killed by Arjuna and five Pandavas. They had to be killed because they were bad society in that time. They were making trouble. And they were like cancer on the body of the... it is there like cancer of you know, the body, human body, so they have to be removed. And a righteous king like King Yudhishthir has to be established to rule the citizens in a proper Brahminical way, to give them chance to prosper materially and spiritually. And so today's situation is completely opposite. And it's total chaos. So everybody is explained in scriptures. Prabhupada said everybody was born like Shudra, or even less than Shudra. You know, like Mlechas, Yavanas, etc. No Brahmanas, no Kshatriyas. But by prediction and unlimited mercifulness of Krishna and Gaura Nithai, different acharyas and sent in the past, and very recently Srila Prabhupada, topmost general of our movement, has sent to give us some light. So we have Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam today. Srila Prabhupada also said that ISKCON is my body. And he said then ISKCON is the only movement who can give some light to society in general today. So Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam is explained in the scriptures in Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam so many valuable information how to be materially and spiritually happy. In many occasions, Srila Prabhupada was saying how actually we have to create qualified brahmanas or Vaishnava brahmanas. So, but in order to be elevate Vaishnava, you know, we have to develop brahminical quality. So in Bhagavad Gita 18:42, the perfection of renunciation, it is explained about qualities of brahmanas, peacefulness, self-control, austerity, purity, tolerance, honesty, knowledge, wisdom, and religiousness. So brahmanas, they are head of society, and they can give guidance to rulers who are kshatriyas and to everyone else. So in the beginning of movement, devotees are given first initiation, and after after maybe 1 year, they were given second initiation. This happened to me also. In like 20 years and something, I get first initiation. And after that, second one after 1 year. But mostly because in that time there were need for pujaris, particular temple. So I get second initiation and I was doing, you know, deity worship. And today is actually still is going on the same way, but today we also have Bhakti Shastri, Bhakti Vaibhava, so now we realize more and more, actually this is what Prabhupada gave gradually, then we really try to develop quality on daily basis, moment by moment, and try to increase these qualities more and more. You know, for somebody who is very slow, I speak to myself, I need a lot of time to develop this quality, but somebody else is maybe much faster. So somebody needs all lifetime to develop this quality more and more, and somebody is very fast. So that depends on the degree of our surrendering to the process. So in many places also Srila Prabhupada explained that without knowledge of the scriptures, you cannot get Krishna Prem. This is why it's explained in Bhagavad Gita, like two titles, chapter 7 of Bhagavad Gita, Knowledge of the Absolute, chapter 9, Most Confidential Knowledge. But actually every word in Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, they are full of transcendental knowledge. We have to realize that by reading those books. Why is it like that? Because Krishna is coming from Krishna, and Krishna is Sat, Chit, Ananda, full of bliss, knowledge, and eternity. Actually, Chit is knowledge. So, after some time of, you know, how Eastern society were developing, Srila Prabhupada said how we have some amount of devotee already. So devotee, they were doing preaching, they were doing book distribution, some other people are coming. But he was saying how now we have some amount of devotees, let's make them first class brahmanas. So this is in the beginning of a movement, and this is still going on. This statement is still actual. So devotee, what we have here in different temples in our society, so this is these devotees who we have to preach to one another. And We actually have this experience. We have in our society very advanced devotees, sannyasis, Srila Prabhupada disciples, Shiksha Gurus, Diksha Gurus, but also Srila Prabhupada grand disciples. Some of them are very advanced, they're very knowledgeable, they have very nice, very intelligent classes with deep realizations. But we need more of those kind of devotees, more and more and more. And will happen. Why? Because it's Krishna will. Krishna's willingness happens. So what we have to do is to tune into that, you know, get the mercy by following this process. So really to actually develop these good qualities. What are actually favorable to achieve our goal, what is pure bhakti? And so more we develop this good quality, more we can be empowered, you know, to share, to have good qualities actually based on Krishna consciousness, to encourage one another, to really help one another, to really be a lover of God, and to appreciate one another on all Krishna conscious way. To see one another more and more in a spiritual way, and to go out and in many different capacities, whatever we have, in many different way. There's different preaching program to reach others. So basically, has to be some kind of. I was in India and there was a seminar, Navina Nirada Prabhu, about Buddhist devotion, and he said how it has to be conscious, voluntary endeavor, you know, for perfection, you know, to give free will to Krishna all the time, in any moment. Instead of give, you know, free will to sense gratification, gross sense gratification on all different level, all subtle, fame, name, glory, false ego. So someone who is very pure devotee, he can speak very elevated topics. For example, Rasa Lila, and somebody who have qualification to hear that, he can understand, he can realize that. But somebody who is not in that level, he can be honest and preach on that level where he is. It's very important for all us to realize where we are, to realize to which degree we are over, already over, or maybe are still or not an ivriti, and work on that level. And so you can say this is level how you can share with others what we have it. But in the same time, we know where we are going, and we can preach about that. Like, for example, if you chant Hare Krishna, and you say, oh, I don't have experience of Bhav, Krishna, Prem, I will not chant. No, this is foolish. You have to chant and gradually come to that level. So, wherever we are, we try to practice this devotional service, and come to the higher level to share what we have with devotees, you know. And so be charitable for yourself. After that, you give charity to others. So in this way, it's explained the word. So gradually, actually, people can understand the importance of Brahminical culture, protection of the cows. So by the mercy of Savas Prabhu, I had a chance to go to India recently. And one devotee, he was asking me, what is your impression from the India, most important impression, what you get it? And I told him, my impression was, there is quite few. One very nice, very important was actually seminar of Navina Nirada about book distribution. And I realized in that time, you know, Navina Nirada Prabhu, he is actually very advanced devotee, very, very deep, very, very deep preacher. And in a seminar, what he was saying in few words, essence of seminar of book distribution is actually to learn how to be as much as possible lover of Krishna and how to give this love to others. Actually, to give them chance to start the process, but also how to, in every possible way, to help them, to assist them on their journey to be pure devotee. You know, so there are outside there devotees who are actually, they are devotees, but they are covered or undercover to different degree, big degree, because they are under Maha Maya. So basically what we are doing, or our own, we are fighting Maha Maya to come on the level of Yoga Maya. So we fight Maha Maya for them, to give them chance to come to the influence of Yoga Maya. all Prabhupada books is actually Yoga Maya, energy of internal energy of Lord Krishna. So when you give them books, they have chance to understand who they are, where they are going, if they are still under illusion that are their body and mind, and if they understand opposite situation that their spiritual soul, another, everything is open for them. But actually, to different degree, we are actually these people. We just came in a temple, some maybe recently, some maybe 20, 30, or 50 years ago. But we cannot say, you know, I'm 50 years devotee, I know so much, I did so many chanting, so many preaching, now I can relax. No, it's not like that. Prabhupada said immediately, when it's some kind, if it's not constant endeavor for perfection, even if you're in temple, mind is right away to give you, oh, you want this, you want that. Okay, come on. So I speak to myself also, for sure. So this is why I like classes of Satchinandana Prabhu, who was always saying about, let's back to the basic, like chanting, sadhana, reading. So I get some generalization about that, how this main source of our relationship between devotees, are actually when they do morning program together, when they chant together, dance together, being Srimad Bhagavatam together, throughout day they try to associate with one another on Krishna conscious way, you know, as much as possible, for sure, Krishna conscious way. And recently I hear one class from Ayinda Prabhu, a little bit esoteric, but he was saying how, you know, our japa is actually our way to find your place in growth on Vrindavan. And why is it like that? So we have Tulsi prayer in the morning, how to be follower and main servant in Tulasi Devi. And also Kirtan, at least from 7 to 7.30, everybody should be in Kirtan. This is given from Prabhupada, his most important morning program. This is what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was doing with their associates. They were chanting and they were dancing together. So Kirtan is like rasa dance. So we should not forget we are followers of Rupa Goswami, who is Rupa Manjari. So somebody say, oh, this is far away. No, why is far away? You know, when you chant, is it your goal to come to a higher level, you know, chanting Hare Krishna? But for sure, to come to that level, all these basic things has to be there, you know, so it's a gradual process. And so again, I like these three words. It has to be conscious, voluntary endeavor, free will, to develop relationship with Krishna and loving relationship with devotees. Every devotee has to be conscious, develop all the time. Wherever we see one another, we have to be try to be very Krishna conscious and deal with one another, man, woman, any devotee in a temple, in very Krishna conscious way, very careful, very respectful, no offenses. And in this way, it's much easier. We can be Krishna conscious in any moment. Whatever we say to one another, we say in one another way how we can lift one another. And when I was in India, there was Vaishekha Prabhu, and he was he was saying one prayer. It goes like that. He was saying something like, you know, please, devotees, give me your mercy. Then any envy when I have to Krishna and to the devotees and my god brothers, go away from my heart, and this way I can have a loving relationship with devotees and I can serve them. He also says something like, this life for Sankirtan devotees, but it's also for all of us, how we should always try to, when we deal with anybody of us, try to make somebody who is in front of us, another devotee, then he feel that he is superior than us. Even if somebody is older than you or new bhakta even, what to speak even on the street when you approach somebody. This is actually essence and most important verse from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, from Sri Shishakshtaka. Trinadapi sunichena tarora ivasa hishuna amanina manadena kirtanina sadan hari. So you feel yourself very fallen. More you feel like that, more you actually have this mood to feel others than you are my Prabhu and your servant. So in this way you can give all respect to others, and in this way you can chant Hare Krishna all the time, and you can think about Krishna more and more all the time. So if we don't feel that, that means we didn't put this most deeply in the practice. So there's always some kind, you know, false ego, out of ignorance basically, because we think we can enjoy like that, to be then we are something. But we can realize you're never happy like that. There's always some problem, you know. So you are actually most happy when you put your position, yourself in position, then you are actually servant of everybody else. So in this way, everything what I'm saying, if you connect with this verse, you can very deeply think about that, you know, then how it's important to develop Brahmanic quality, and you can share with others, you can convince these 7 billion people outside, maybe not in our lifetime for sure, maybe in 10,000 years, importance of cows, children, brahmanas, what does it mean to be brahmana, ultimately Vaishnava, what does it mean to be lover of God, and what is the purpose of life. Well, anyway, in the first point, I'll stop here if somebody has some question or answers, so I mean answers, questions, comments. Otherwise, I didn't prepare myself so much, you know, give me your mercy, then in future, this is my goal. I want to be more knowledgeable in a Shastra, in a sense, to memorize. Actually, we have to really memorize lotus. You can say shlokas or stories from Srimad Bhagavatam. Not just memorize them when you want to give class, and after that you forget because you have so many issues with your mind and material desires and your false ego. And they will be able all the time actually to think about Krishna. Like in the middle of the night, somebody wake you up and you recite so many verses. You know every chapter of Bhagavad Gita, every chapter of Krishna book. This is actually goal. This, what does it mean, pure devotee? Some questions? No?
Hare Krishna, Guru. Okay. Thank you for very enlightening class. I was wondering, you shared many realizations, but you've been doing Sankirtan for a few years. So if you can share some
about Sankirtan,
interesting story or something about Sankirtan.
If I have any tiny realization, I can say this all, I realize more and more, this now my realization is coming from Krishna, like everything is coming from Krishna all the time, in any moment. So, my realization is, you can say, is how is urgent, incredible urgent necessity, and to share with others. And Sankirtan means actually Sankirtan, you know, means together to chant. So to whom you want to chant? You want to chant with devotees who are already here, but there's so many outside, and this is desire of Krishna. So when you go out on the naturally, our soul is actually naturally like that. In spiritual world, we are like that. We naturally want to preach all the time about Krishna. So when you're outside, we have means, a way how to do this service. Well, it's not difficult to learn. You know, new bhakta can learn some technique, what you say. But essence is actually to go deep and deep and deep into that. And you want to really feel some kind of great pleasure, actually, and happiness and fun to share with others, because we are by nature like that. So when you speak about Krishna, well, it's actually very spontaneous, you know, you're very peaceful, very joyful, and this is what people feel, you know, oh, there is something there, you know. So everything starts Sankirtan is actually start here, you know, with your chanting, with your reading, association, all of us. And, you know, so if you, this Buddha is from Harinam or whatever, you know. So it's not difficult service, you know. Somebody maybe for some reason don't doing that, this is okay, because you can say by nature we are different, but my generalization is, there is saying, for example, you know, some like Ahindra Prabhu, you know, he was chanting. There was a disappearance of Ahindra Prabhu in India, and many different people are giving class, you know, like Mukunda Datta Prabhu. There was there were other Prabhupada disciples, Prithu Prabhu, and others. And they're saying how, you know, he was so much absorbed, and people are coming. You are calling Krishna, and people are coming to Vrindavan, you know, to hear him, you know, holy name. So holy name is not different from, and Krishna is not different from everything what we are doing. You know, everything is actually Krishna, purely what you see, Krishna everywhere. And you have to just remember, everything what you're reading here is, you have to just remember that all the time. So when you come out, you just speak about, you know, okay. Take it, you know. It's Krishna, you know. and if somebody don't want take, you know, Navina Nira was saying, we need, you know, we know they need time. You know, everybody need time. They will take it in the future. After millions of lifetimes, in these lifetimes, and after millions of creations, you know. Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj, he was saying in one class, he was saying in one talk, he was saying, if I can make one devotee who can understand Krishna, be lover of Krishna, in this planet, in this universe, in millions universes, my life will be successful. So he is pure devotee, you know. I'm just repeating here. I try to understand what he was saying, you know, but we can understand that this is our nature and our heart, you know. So this is Sankirtan, actually. So this is Sankirtan, then you just enjoy, you know. It's fun, you know. More and more. Hare Krishna. Is somebody else? Ah, okay.
Thank you, Prabhu, for a very nice class.
Can you speak loudly?
I said, thank you, Prabhu, for a very nice class. It was nice to hear you emphasize the point of the need to serve the devotee and care for the devotee, because this is a true way to gain Krishna's pleasure, as he says that he's in the heart of the devotee.
Yeah, I didn't hear it properly. Can somebody say more loud, maybe?
Speak louder?
Yeah, I see.
Is that it?
Yeah, but loud and slow.
Thank you for your class.
Okay.
This is a great class, because you spoke about something that's very, very important, and that is the service to the devotees. Because by serving the devotees, we can really attain the pleasure of Krishna. Because Krishna says that he's in the heart of the devotee, that he's found there. So thank you very much.
It's true. Right, that's true. Thank you very much. Shri Prabhupada ki jai, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Hare Krishna.
What is the plan?